Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Overcome Intermittent Explosive Disorder by William Vanden is a practical mental health guide in the Understanding and Managing Behavioral Disorders series. The book focuses on intermittent explosive disorder, a condition associated with sudden anger outbursts that are disproportionate to the situation and can damage relationships, work stability, and self-confidence. Based on available descriptions, Vanden approaches the subject through a combination of accessible psychological explanation and applied coping methods. His broader author profile emphasizes psychoanalytic interest in behavioral disorders, family dynamics, education, addiction, and mental health care. And this volume appears to translate that orientation into a structured self-help format. Rather than presenting anger as a simple character flaw, the book frames explosive episodes as patterns that can be recognized, analyzed, and managed. Its purpose is to help readers understand warning signs, examine thought and emotional processes, communicate more effectively, and build preventive routines that reduce the intensity and frequency of destructive rage episodes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, intermittent explosive disorder as a pattern of disproportionate rage. The book begins from the core idea that intermittent explosive disorder is not ordinary irritation or occasional temper loss, but a recurring pattern of intense anger that exceeds the scale of the trigger. This distinction matters because it shifts the reader away from moral judgment alone and toward behavioral recognition. Explosive anger can appear brief, but its effects often extend into family conflict, workplace instability, shame, and damaged trust. Vanden presents IED as a condition that disrupts both personal control and social functioning, making it important to understand the gap between the provoking event and the emotional reaction. By emphasizing disproportion, the book gives readers a practical criterion for identifying episodes that may require structured intervention. The framing also helps families and caregivers avoid reducing the issue to willpower. A person may still be responsible for harmful behavior, but effective change requires identifying the recurring cycle that precedes the outburst. This topic anchors the rest of the guide because management depends first on naming the pattern accurately. Secondly, psychological mechanisms behind sudden anger escalation. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to the psychological processes that feed explosive anger. Available descriptions connect Vanden with a psychoanalytic approach to behavioral disorders, while the book also refers to cognitive, emotional, and psychosocial factors. This suggests an interest in how past experiences, relationship patterns, interpretations of threat, and emotional vulnerability can combine in the moment before an outburst. The value of this approach is that it treats rage as a process rather than a single isolated act. A triggering comment, perceived disrespect, accumulated stress, or unresolved insecurity may interact with automatic thoughts and bodily arousal. Understanding these mechanisms can reduce confusion after an episode, when the person may feel that the reaction came from nowhere. The book appears to encourage readers to investigate what happens internally before anger becomes action. This is useful because prevention depends on detecting the transition from discomfort to escalation. It also helps readers see why superficial advice such as simply calming down is often insufficient without examining the emotional and relational meanings attached to the trigger. Thirdly, early warning signs as the foundation of episode prevention. The guide places practical weight on identifying early warning signs before an explosive episode reaches its peak. This is an important management principle because anger is easier to redirect during its buildup than after the person has lost behavioral control. Warning signs may include bodily tension, rapid speech, hostile interpretations, narrowed attention, urges to confront, or a sense of being trapped or humiliated. The book does not need to rely on dramatic interventions if the reader learns to notice these smaller signals consistently. This approach also creates a bridge between self-awareness and action. Recognizing a warning sign is not merely introspective. It can trigger a planned response such as pausing a conversation, leaving a conflict setting temporarily, using a breathing exercise, or postponing a decision. For families, shared awareness of warning signs can reduce escalation by changing how others respond in tense moments. The practical strength of this topic is its emphasis on timing. Instead of treating anger control as something attempted after damage has occurred, the book encourages intervention at the earliest observable stage. Fourthly, cognitive restructuring and communication as behavioral tools. The book highlights cognitive restructuring and effective communication as two central tools for reducing explosive episodes. Cognitive restructuring is relevant to IED because sudden rage is often intensified by rapid interpretations, such as assuming disrespect, rejection, injustice, or deliberate provocation. By examining these interpretations, the reader can create a pause between perception and reaction. This does not mean denying real frustration, It means testing whether the thought driving the anger is accurate, complete, and proportionate. Communication skills serve a related but different purpose. Explosive anger frequently damages relationships because needs, boundaries, and grievances are expressed through threat, accusation, or intimidation rather than clear language. A structured communication approach can help readers state concerns earlier and less aggressively, reducing the pressure that builds before an outburst. These methods are practical because they turn emotional regulation into observable habits, questioning assumptions, naming feelings, requesting space, and explaining limits without attack. The combination of thought work and communication also acknowledges that anger is both internal and relational. Managing it requires changing private interpretations and public interactions. Lastly, personalized preventive routines for sustainable anger management. Vanden presents management of intermittent explosive disorder as a sustainable practice rather than a quick fix. The emphasis on personalized preventive routines is important because triggers, stressors, and relationship patterns differ from one person to another. A routine might include monitoring sleep and stress, identifying high-risk conversations, planning exits from escalating situations, practicing calming techniques, and reviewing episodes after they occur. The key point is consistency. If a person only tries to control anger during the most intense moment, the strategy is likely to fail. Preventive routines lower the probability that the person reaches that point. Personalization also prevents the guide from becoming a rigid checklist. Someone whose outbursts occur mainly in family conflict may need different preparation than someone whose episodes happen at work or in traffic. This topic gives the book a practical orientation by connecting insight to daily structure. It also makes room for gradual progress, where reductions in frequency and intensity matter, even when immediate elimination of all anger responses is unrealistic. In conclusion, How to Overcome Intermittent Explosive Disorder is best suited to readers who want a structured, accessible introduction to understanding and managing sudden rage episodes. It may be useful for individuals who recognize patterns of disproportionate anger in themselves, family members trying to understand destructive outbursts, and practitioners or support workers looking for plain language material to complement clinical discussion. Its practical benefits lie in helping readers identify warning signs, examine the thoughts and emotions that intensify anger, communicate with less escalation, and build routines that reduce risk before a crisis point. Intellectually, the book encourages a more nuanced view of explosive anger by connecting behavior with psychological mechanisms and relationship contexts. Compared with broader anger management books, it stands out by focusing specifically on intermittent explosive disorder, rather than treating all anger problems as the same. Compared with highly clinical manuals, it appears positioned for general readers, with an emphasis on accessibility and everyday application. Its realistic value is not as a substitute for professional diagnosis, therapy, or emergency support when violence or safety risks are present, but as a focused guide for understanding the pattern and beginning structured self-management. Its differentiating strength is the combination of disorder-specific explanation, psychoanalytic sensitivity, and concrete behavioral tools. If you would like to support William Vanden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.